Today is June 7th, 2023, and this is the Pulsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. W.H. Dole will become manager of Aloha Plant. W.H. Dole, formerly of Aloha, but for several years residing at Pasadena, is to be the manager of the Aloha Lumber Company, succeeding B.J. Wooster, who died recently. Mr. Dole will take active charge of the operations of the company in about 3 weeks, or upon his return from California. He left on the OWL train last evening for Pasadena after a stay for several days here. After closing up his business affairs in Pasadena, Mr. Dole and family will drive north to Hoquiam. He expects to arrive here in about 3 weeks. Mr. Dole was manager of the Aloha Lumber Company for a number of years. He resigned from the position some years ago on account of his health and with his family went to Pasadena to reside. He has completely recovered his health, he states. The Aloha Company is carrying on one of the largest lumbering operations of the Grace Harbor District. It was the purchaser of the first unit of the Quinault Reservation timber sold and recently completed a railway from its plant at Aloha to tap the timber. The company yesterday was the successful bidder for a tract of about 156 million feet of timber on the reservation, the last unit south of the Quinault River, and the purchase carrying the company's holdings through from the south line of the reservation to the river. In other news, wedding party chased indoors by noisy storm. One of the most severe electrical storms ever seen in Grace Harbor County broke in the middle of a hot, clear day at Lake Quinault shortly after noon yesterday, according to those returning from the lake. Giving only a few minutes' warning, the thunder echoing through the hills, the dense black clouds, and a driving rain struck the lake at about 12:40 o'clock. For several hours, the storm raged with an intensity seldom equaled in midwinter, the heavy sky being illuminated continuously by lightning flashes, while the thunder seemed almost like an artillery bombardment in the narrow valley. The storm forced an outdoor celebration of the marriage of Miss Mavie Olson and Arthur Benson to cease just after a dinner had been served 40 people under the shade of maple trees in the yard of Mr. and Mrs. John Olson's home. Hoquiam people returning from the wedding said that the sky was perfectly clear and the weather very hot, at the burn only about 3 miles from the lake. In society news, Mr. and Mrs. Frank H. Lamb and daughters Clara, Florence, and Alice, and Miss Ruth Bergstrom are leaving Sunday morning for a motor trip to Pullman to attend the commencement exercises next Thursday of the Washington State College, George Lamb being a member of the graduating class. After commencement, George, Florence, Alice, and Miss Bergstrom will return to Hoquiam, and Mrs. Lamb and daughter Clara will continue on to St. Louis for the Rotary Convention. Following the convention, Mr. and Mrs. Lamb will return home, and Miss Clara Lamb will go on to Boston, where she will meet her grandmother, Mrs. L.D. Emerson, and will spend the summer traveling, visiting in Canada, and all along the Atlantic coast. She will return by way of California in time for the fall term of school. The Mrs. Florence and Alice Lamb will be guests of their aunt, Mrs. Ralph Emerson, at Pacific Beach during the absence of their parents. In the city and county news, commencement of pile driving for the foundation of the new Washington Hotel took place today. The piling arrived from Olympia yesterday, and the work was started early this morning. A large crowd watched the workmen throughout the morning. The piling, which is 55 feet in length, is the longest that has ever been driven in Aberdeen. Only two restaurants in Hoquiam pay their waitresses $18 weekly and two meals. Haukel, Hegg & Company contractors entertained a small group of persons yesterday when they poured concrete for the start of the paving job on Alder Street from Heron to Simpson in Aberdeen. And finally, spend your vacation at the Cliff House, Pacific Beach. Board and room, modern conveniences. Reserve your room in advance. Write Mrs. A.L. Hills. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on June 7, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a Hot Pepper Red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our Red Car Raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.